Welcome to SCOTUSCast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
For the October 2021 term of SCOTUSCast, I'm your host, Nick Garfinkel, on behalf of the Faculty Division of the Federalist Society. We begin this term with Wooden v. United States, argued October 4th, 2021, a case which concerned the Armed Career Criminal Act. Nine justices convened, in person, to examine the issue of whether offenses that were committed as part of a single criminal spree, but sequentially in time, were committed on occasions different from one another for purposes of sentencing enhancement. With me today to discuss this case is Jennifer Barrow, Clemenko Fellow and Lecturer on Law at Harvard Law School. Ms. Barrow is a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, Harvard Law School, and has served as a Supreme Court Fellow placed at the U.S. Sentencing Commission.
This case, Wooden v. United States, concerns interpretation of the Armed Career Criminal Act, or ACCA for short. The ACCA provides a 15-year mandatory minimum sentence for a person who commits an unlawful weapons possession offense when he has previously committed three prior serious drug offenses, violent felonies, or both. At issue in this case is the provision of the ACCA providing that the previous offenses must be committed on occasions different from one another. Here, the petitioner and his co-defendants, one evening, burglarized 10 different storage units sequentially, kicking down the walls between the units. The petitioner was charged with 10 separate counts of burglary. The ACCA includes burglary as one of its enumerated violent felonies. The sentencing court considered the 10 burglary convictions to be committed on occasions different from one another, so satisfying ACCA's provision of committing three or more violent felonies. Petitioner appealed, and the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the sentence. Congress enacted this different occasions clause in response to the Eighth Circuit's decision in the government's confession of error in the 1986 Supreme Court case, United States v. Petty. In that case, the defendant received an ACCA sentence based on six prior convictions for the simultaneous robberies of six victims in the same place at the same time through the same acts. For determining whether offenses are committed on occasions different from one another, the petitioner proposes a qualitative, circumstance-based assessment that asks if the offenses arose from distinct criminal opportunities, such as where an intervening event, such as an arrest, has qualitatively changed the circumstances between them. So this is where someone commits an offense and then responds to changed circumstances by reoffending. The government suggests that the two offenses are committed on occasions different from each other only if their essential conduct elements are satisfied by different acts. If the same act satisfies an element of two different crimes, then the crimes are not different occasions. The petitioner contends that his test is consistent with the plain meaning of the word occasion in both dictionaries and regular speech. He contends that events take place on the same occasion if they arise from the same underlying circumstances. Petitioner rejects the Sixth Circuit's test that crimes are always committed on occasions different from one another if they are committed sequentially rather than simultaneously. Petitioner contends that under this test, occasion would have to mean point in time, which would be an obscure definition. He also argues that the phrase different from one another would be devoid of meaning because all points in time are inherently different from one another. ACCA's legislative history, petitioner asserts, contains no indication that Congress intended separate treatment for crimes committed sequentially but arising from the same episode. Instead, lawmakers were focused on hardened criminals who reoffend no matter what the circumstances. The petitioner also contends that the Sixth Circuit's test leads to absurd and anomalous results because the focus on timing has little bearing on culpability and raises difficult questions, such as when does the crime of drug manufacturing begin and end? It makes little sense, the petitioner posits, to favor continuing offenses like kidnapping over point-in-time offenses like breaking and entering, group crimes over solo offenses, or drawn-out crimes over abbreviated ones. The Sixth Circuit test may also turn on inconsequential and uncontested issues in the prior offense prosecutions. For example, Georgia law was indifferent to whether petitioner personally set foot in all 10 storage units, so no record exists on this point, but it could matter under the Sixth Circuit's test. Petitioner also argues that the test is incapable of consistent application and that, in fact, courts abandon it when applied to offenses of long duration, such as conspiracy. Finally, the petitioner contends that if the court declines to accept his proposed test, the rule of lenity should be applied to resolve the statutory ambiguity in favor of himself. The government also contends that its test is supported by the plain meaning of the word occasion, defined by dictionaries as an occurrence, happening, or incident that takes place at a particular point in time. The relevant occasion is the commission of an offense, which occurs when its elements are established. The government explains that most courts of appeals have employed a test under which temporally distinct offenses are separate ACCA predicates, and for three decades have decided that cases similar to this case, that offenses that occur sequentially but close in time, are committed on occasions different from one another. The government argues that petitioner's test would inject great uncertainty, arbitrarity, and variability, at odds with ACCA's focus on the elements of prior offenses and its goal of nationwide sentencing uniformity. It would also require a knowledge of a level of factual detail about the prior offenses that may not be contained in offense documents such as indictments and plea agreements. Stay tuned to see how the Supreme Court rules in Wooden v. United States.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's fedsoc.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.